Each one of us has special work to do and gifts to share that are like a seed planted in our hearts from the beginning. These talents are like an acorn that wants to grow into an oak tree. Each one of our hearts has these treasures, these God-given talents. And ultimately, these talents lead us to work and service that we're meant to do. Ultimately, it's a contribution that we're meant to make as we become the oak tree and are able to provide shade and blessings and goodness for others. Somehow, through our experience of work, whether we're an architect or an engineer or whatever we are, there are God-given talents that are of service to humanity that fulfill a longing in our hearts to help people. Deep down, we want to nourish people's experience of life through the work that we do. But what I have found is, often the good people of the world either don't want to admit what they're really good at, they don't want to admit their gifts, or they want to be overly humble. They want to shrink back and kind of set those God-given talents aside so that they can do their job and get through their day, kind of survive the dysfunction and chaos in their work experience. But ultimately, we all have treasured God-given talents and work to do. And we all have the opportunity to really bring the best out of ourselves on a regular basis. And beyond our opportunity, we can consider it our responsibility to nurture our God-given talents and develop them and to make our contribution grow and to really put it out there more and more effectively into the world. And that is what really brings us joy. And the joy of contributing what we have been blessed to bring is a spiritual journey of discovery, because we have to learn how to trust God. He's given us the right gifts, and we have the right path. And the right doors will open when we bring ourselves out into the world in that different way with a deep reliance on the divine.